Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. This morning is 10/21/2018. Our message this morning, folks, is God wants us to pray and to call on Him. And I'll go through some scriptures where that's mentioned and try to help you get the understanding of what I'm trying to mean by that. But as always, we have a song this morning. I do a song every morning, gives everybody a chance to get here. And then I have some prayer requests, and then we'll get into the message. But before we do, I'll give you a couple of chapters and verses you can put your hand on. Go to Psalms 86. We're going to read through 1 through 7. And Psalms 91, verse 15. I'll go to 1 John. If you can keep up with me, I'll try to give you a chance to get there. 1 John chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, and Philippians chapter 4. But if you would, at least put your finger on Psalms 86. And I'll give you a chance to try to get there, so if you could do that. But this morning's song is going to be, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Let's see, it's Perioceans or something like that. I see their name, but I ain't sure. But anyways, it's on YouTube, so I'm going to play it about 2 minutes and then quit. Like I said, I have some prayer requests, and then we'll read from chapter 86 in Psalms. But let's go right into the prayers. Father, we ask you to lead us and guide us and strengthen us this morning. Give us the knowledge and the ability to understand your message and what you want for each individual to come from this message that I'll preach this morning. This morning's prayers that I have a list of, that is, a friend of mine, Beverly Kay, her dear friends were in a car wreck about 9 hours ago or so, and the husband didn't make it. The husband passed away. The wife's in serious condition in the hospital, so please pray for the family, for them. The loss of the husband, the family's got to be devastated. And then for the wife, just for healing and whatever goes on there, Lord, that she'll be able to cope with this and deal with it. They're both Christians, Lord. So we know that they know what's going on, that you have it all in your hands, Father. And we ask also for a friend of Beverly's who has an incurable disease, some health issues. So pray for her friend, Beverly Kay's friend, and an unspoken for Beverly as well. Darla, in the death of her brother, my friend Darla Shackford, another one. She mentioned this week that her brother passed away. So please pray for that family as well, for Darla's family and her brother and all of those. Joseph, my friend Joseph Gray, who's been suffering for years with cancer and some other issues, health issues, a bad hip, Please pray for him. His wife died in her sleep. She had a stroke and died, heart attack and died. So please pray for Joseph and his family. It was unexpected for certain. Joseph was just saying recently how he wanted to just make sure some things were in order before he was ready to go home to be with the Lord. And the Lord chose to take his wife first. So give Joseph the strength he needs. I know he's going through a difficult time. Joseph has said right out, he said he doesn't know how much more he can take of this. So please pray for Joseph that the Lord would give him the strength. And then pray for all those people down in the Florida Panhandle and down Mexico Beach. Again, I saw some things on the news last night. I guess they're worried about looters and things, people stealing stuff from them. So pray that no one will get hurt in all of this, that our government, whether it be state, local, federal, would get involved and control the situation so that that doesn't happen. No one has to be shot or hurt down there. Again, let's pray for the little boy that has X syndrome, Diane Lynn Barrels' grandson. Other than that, folks, I don't have a lot to ask for prayer, other than for a friend of mine who's got friends in from England. Pray that they have a good time today. They're going out to Booth Bay, so they'll be on their way out there and then on their way back. She wants to be able to show them around a little bit. But pray for them as they do travel and pray for them as they go about their day. Father, we just ask that you watch over us all and continue to watch over us and bless us and care for us and take care of us and give us the strength and the guidance. I was asked this last week about giving a Bible to someone, Father, and I just hope that that Bible gets used properly and that the people use it, and she would take the words and use them and share the gospel. Like you say, Father, you are our vine. We're just the branches, and without you, we're nothing. And if our branches don't produce fruit, you cut them off, and what does it say? Man throws those branches into the fire. Our dead wood always becomes fire. Father, we just thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity to share. I just hope that I'm able to get the message across this morning. All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, again, see, now this is where we're at here this morning, folks, is with this praying that God would hear us. And when I say hear us, God doesn't always hear prayers from people. You understand what I just said? He doesn't hear from people. He hears from his followers, he hears from his Christians, and he hears from those that are Christians. And why is that? Why is it that worldly people can pray and they ask for a prayer, but yet it doesn't get answered and they get mad at God? Well, God says that you have to, certain things have to be done. For one, he says, keep my commandments and live. He says, if you expect for me to hear you, he expects certain things from you. Now, that means we're to be living as close or as best as we can or best as we know how to live morally correct according to the commandments. And that's not just the Ten Commandments, folks. The Ten Commandments was a set of rules for us to follow as rules. And then when God saw that man was so out of touch with what he wanted and didn't have the ability to do that because he was led astray by Satan, that he realized man would always go astray and would always sin and would always make mistakes. But he said, if you believe in your heart in my son, Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. The day that we believe in Jesus Christ and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, our prayers become answered always by God. We may not like our answers. We may not like what happens. And I got news for you, folks. If you're a real Christian, you know where I'm coming from with this. Because God answers prayers all the time. But they're his will, not ours. And you'll see as I go through the message. So this morning, like I said, if you'll turn with me to chapter 86 in Psalms and read with me down through 1 through 7, it says this. This is a prayer of David. Bow down thine ear. That means put your head down in prayer. O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. David was saying right out, I'm poor and needy. I need you, Lord. I can't do this without you. I would die without you. I am going to suffer without you. Verse 2 says, preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Isn't that what we always say when things are really bad? We say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Why did you do this? Can you help me? Can you save me? If you'll do this, I'll do that. God's not a bargainer. God says right out, he says, you do this, and I'll provide for you, and I'll take care of you, and you'll be prosperous and what have you. Now, you'll see that as we go through the message. Verse 3 says, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Are you a Christian that cries unto him daily? Do you look to the Lord for answers every day in all matters? Rejoice the soul of thy servant. You see, when we're praying, usually we're praying, most of us would pray, because we're not happy. He says, David says, rejoice the soul. David was unhappy at that moment. We do that quite often. And it says, of thy servant. And if we're not a servant of Christ, then who are we a servant of? And why ask for prayers of God if we're not one of his children? If we're not a servant of God, then we really have no reason to expect anything from God, even though God does give to those in the world at times for a reason. And it's none of our business why God does it. It's his blessing. He gets to do what he wants with it. For unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, it says in verse 4. I lift up my soul to you. I give you my life. I tell you, here I am, Lord, take me. Use me, mold me, make me who you want me to be. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. See, David knew this. David said he's ready to forgive us all of our sins and plenteous in mercy and forgiving and graceful. And that's how we should be to others, willing to forgive, willing to be filled with mercy, willing to say to somebody, I know you did this, but that's okay. I forgive you. God said, I should, I will. I don't belong to me any longer. I belong to God. Like he said in the previous thing, he says, save thy servant. If you're a servant of Christ, you are no longer selfish. You're no longer yourself. You are the Lord's. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive unto all them that what? Call upon thee. He said, call on me and I'll forgive you. Call on me and I'll give you the desires of your heart. You'll get those desires of your heart when they're in his will. And again, you'll see that as I go through the chapters and verses that I set out this morning. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. And supplications, my friends, here is my pleadings, my beggings. Lord, help me. That in itself is a pleading. Lord, help me. I can't do this. Lord, help me. I need help with my finances. Lord, help me to grow this ministry. Lord, help me to do what you want, not for me. And these my finances, don't let them be mine, Lord, but show me and how I can be content with all that you give me. Thank you, Father. I appreciate it for allowing me to share that little bit of gospel. In Psalms, it says this. It says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. If you look at verse 7, that was Psalm 91:15. Now, I'm going to read you in verse 7. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou what will answer me. He answers me in all of my trouble. And there's no lie there. That's the truth. If we look at verse 91:15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. It says the same thing in 86:7. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. How is that? How is he able to do that? He does it because he doesn't fool around with us. Everything God does, he does for a reason. Everything he does is for our benefit, no matter what it is. When we think we're in trouble or we're having a bad time, God is right there. He doesn't walk away. He doesn't kick us to the curb. He doesn't say to us, oh, isn't that too bad? You're on your own. No, he doesn't. He says, look, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. I'll get you out of this trouble. I'll fix you. But it only takes for us to do what's right. We have to do what he asked us by commandment. His commandment says that we are to do what we're supposed to. If we're not going to do that, we're going to have problems. Excuse me, folks, I had a little issue there I had to take care of. As I was trying to share the message, I was also trying to take care of a little issue outside. So I try to do these things the best I can, how I can, and share God's word because he gives me the strength to do so. These things have I written unto you, it says in 1 John 5:13 through 15. It says this. these things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God. See, you have to believe. You not only have to believe that God's listening, you have to believe that what you say, God's going to bless you. You have to. If you don't believe, I don't know why you would even expect to be blessed. I don't even understand how people go through their life anymore thinking that everything is just going to work out. If you don't believe in God, then you have no sense to believe anything. Unless, of course, you want to believe Satan. And he could care less about you or your soul. In fact, if you look around, this world is filled with hatred, problems. And it's filled with those issues because they're lazy. They won't do what God asked them to do. They're too busy being selfish. They're too busy being the kind of people that will work for greedy lucre. They'll go out and get a job so they can spend for themselves. They won't help anyone except themselves. Oh, I can't help them. I'm too busy helping myself. But yet they would like for God to help them. They won't live right. They'll go about living their life however they feel like and thinking they should be blessed. They don't deserve anything from God. The only thing they deserve is from Satan. And Satan wants to give them all he can. And at the same time, he wants to destroy them because he thinks it's funny to build you up and then watch you fall. And in God's eyes, God said, look, I want you to understand one thing. I don't want you to climb the ladder so I can kick it out from underneath of you. I want you to climb that ladder of joy, happiness, and success in my name so you can get to heaven and enjoy an eternal life just like that of glory. Now, you know what I'm talking about because you take a job and you work for them and you build yourself up and you work in the company and do all these things. And when they decide to close the company, you're done. When I no longer need you, I'm finished. And that's just how Satan operates. When I no longer need you, you're finished. And it's probably too late for you to reach out to God and ask for help because you didn't do it the right way the first time. Now look at this here. Like I said to you in 1 John chapter 5, 13 through 15, it teaches this. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. He gives you these things. He gives you the knowledge. All you have to do is accept it and be a believer. That's all he said. All he wants you to do is be a believer. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, according to what? According to his will, not our will, according to God's will, he hears us. Now you'll hear me pray sometimes, Lord, if it's your will, let me have it. Whatever it is, Lord, that's what I want. I want what you want for my life, not what I want, not what Preacher Bill wants for his life, but what you want me to have that I can glorify you living how you choose for me to live, unselfishly. And then it says in verse 14, and this is the confidence that we will, or that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. You see, all of those petitions, all of our beggings, all of our pleadings, all of whatever we ask for, if we have the confidence and the faith in Jesus Christ, that he heard us, then we also should have the confidence and the faith to know that he's going to give us the desires of his will for us in our life. Here again, we find we're to have faith, trusting God, believing that God hears our prayers and gives us according to his will. If we look at verse 15 again, it says this, we are told our petitions are heard, and we are given those petitions. It says we are. Why would we not believe it? Why do we go about thinking, well, God didn't give me what I was expecting. God didn't provide for me. I had to go out and get a job and do it all by myself. But yet he provides the job and the means for you to get the money to pay for the things that you have to have. You understand what I just said? You have to have. Not that you need to have, not that you desire to have. those are the things that you have to have. Now, God provides all that. He provides even the air that we breathe, and yet we think there isn't a God. If we're a non-believer, that's exactly how we feel. I've had people say to me, well, I got a feeling there's something, but I don't know why. Well, stop breathing then. Let me hold my finger over your nose and your mouth and see how you survive. Because that air that you're breathing doesn't belong to you. God created that. Our prayers are always answered when they are in sync with God's will for our lives. If it's not God's will, then we shouldn't be asking for it. If it's not God's will, we certainly shouldn't be gaining it. Now, here's the thing. I've had some problems in the last week where my truck broke down. I found out the frame was rotted. I have to have work done to it, or I have to get a new truck, or whatever. I've had people say to me, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? And it's the devil trying to build up an anxiety level. He's just trying to get me to be anxious, to cause me to do something foolish. And God says, be patient and wait. And it'll get worked out. And I believe that. I've started to think on a different level. I'm going to talk to somebody that does welding. I'm going to talk to somebody to see what they can do to help me. And if the truck can be fixed, that's God's will. If it can't, it's certainly God's will. Now, some would say, I don't believe that, blah, blah, blah. Well, you don't have to believe it. You know who has to believe it? I do. I also have to believe that God will take care of me, my family, and provide for me no matter what I do, as long as I'm doing his will. Let's look at this. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. In verse 10, I had to cut out a lot of that. Matthew 6, verse 10 says, thy will be done. When we ask in prayer to live according to God's will, our prayers would be in line with God's, right? It's in line with God's will. I'm going to go over, and I'm going to open up my Bible to Matthew, and I'm going to read to you exactly what those other verses say, because it's obviously an important issue, or it wouldn't be in my note, correct? So we're going to go to Matthew 6, 19. I'm sorry, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Starting in Matthew 6, come on, we're out. I'm doing using a computer here rather than flip pages. But thou, when thou prayest, he says, enter into thy closet. That means enter in a private place, be alone, get alone with God. And when thou hast shut the door, this means shut the door, shut out the outside world, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You see, we're supposed to be praying secretly. We're not supposed to be out standing in the street praying or begging out and openly, walking around, oh, Lord, help me this, that, and the other thing, crying and whining and complaining. We're supposed to get along with God and say, Lord, if it's your will, work that in me. Verse 7 says this, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you even ask. You see, God knows I need that vehicle. He also knows that I have to have all these things that I ask for. Whether it's finances, whether it's paying my bills, or whether it's eat, whether it's to witness, he knows before I ask, but he wants me to ask. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, verse 12, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now you think about that. Pray that prayer. Ask the Lord to guide you. It says to ask and ask for forgiveness. Ask to be forgiven of our debts. It says, his will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us enough to eat. It doesn't say give me a new boat and a mansion and a yacht. It doesn't say ask for jewels. It doesn't say for brand new clothes. It doesn't say any of that. Because God provides all that we need. If we go back to my notes, my original notes, we'll go back over here to Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says this. Verse 6 says, be careful for nothing. That means don't worry about a darn thing. Don't get upset over anything. Don't get anxious over everything. But he says this, if we continue, but in everything by prayer and supplication, With thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That means you won't be worked up. You won't be upset. You won't get angry. You're not going to have anxiety. You're not going to end up with depression because things don't work out. You're going to say, look, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And as long as you do that, folks, you're going to be at peace. Your life's going to be at peace. You're not going to be confounded or constrained or held back because of this world. You're going to progress. You're going to be, prosper. God's going to fill you up with all that you need. In fact, he says, give away all that you have, and I'll fill your barns with more. That's what he says. We can have peace knowing God heard our prayers and has answered them. We can, because we're Christians, and we know that. We also can have peace knowing nothing wavering. That means no doubt, no nothing, no swaying, that God will give us our petitions and grant us our answered prayers. Father, I am so thankful that I get to share the gospel with people. I am so thankful that you put in my heart the things that you want me to share today. For whatever reason, those are words that have been said many, many years and thousands of generations so others can hear them. But I also know that there's people out there right now today that needed to hear that you answer our prayers. And all we have to do is be faithful and trust you and believe in Jesus Christ. More so, believe in Jesus Christ. There is nothing that God wants from us. He doesn't want our sacrifices. He wants our obedience. And I thank you, Lord, for that, for sharing that and reminding me of that, that I am to be obedient, because nothing I do is worth anything to you if I'm not obedient. So please be obedient, friends, family, all my loved ones. Pay attention to the Lord. Do as he asks, and he'll give you the blessings of your heart. Thank you for coming out and letting me share the gospel with you today. Please continue to pray for those that need our prayers. And honestly, folks, no matter what it is, believe in Jesus Christ. Believe that he'll give you the desires of your heart in tune with his will. And you'll be a happier person, a much, much more joyous person. You won't have all the anxiety and the depression, because all of that's created by one, by Satan. Because he doesn't want you to believe that Jesus is yours. He doesn't want you to believe that God's right there with you. In fact, as he said on the cross when Jesus was dying, where is your God? Jesus knows where his God is, like we should know where our God is. But all we got to do is pray and have faith in Jesus Christ, that he's our Savior, that he'll watch over us, that he takes our prayers directly to the Father in heaven. Thank you again for being here, and God bless you. I have one more song for you this morning. As always, I do the songs, and I try to get things so that they line up with what I want and what I would like to play for music is in tune with the message. So here's another one. It's A New Name Written Down in Glory. God bless you. We'll talk to you again next week. Find me William Preacher Bill Barnes over on Facebook. God bless you. Have a great day.